英語の試験は、はじめにリスニング、次にリーディングの順序で行います。リーディングの指示は、リスニングが終わった後で行います。試験に関する指示は、すべて録音された音声によって行いますので、ページの開閉も音声の指示に従ってください。これからリスニングの指示を読みますので、問題冊子の表紙を見ながら注意して聞いてください。1. リスニングにはパート1、2、3の3つがあります。2. 各パートが始まる前に日本語で説明をします。注意して聞いてください。3. 問題冊子には問いと4つの選択肢が与えられています。その中から最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで、回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。4. 各パートが終わったら、音声による指示があるまで、他のページを開けないで待っていてください。5. パート1では、10の短い会話を聞きます。それぞれの会話についての問いに答えてください。6. パート2では、パート1より長い会話を2つ聞きます。それぞれの会話についての問いに答えてください。7. パート3では、講義を2つ聞きます。講義の内容についてそれぞれ5つの問いに答えてください。8. 会話や講義を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。回答カードのマークの仕方は1ページに書かれています。では1ページを開けて確認してください。それではこれから試験を始めます。パート1では10の短い会話を聞きます。会話を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それぞれの会話についての問いに答えてください。問題冊子に書かれている問いを読み、最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで、回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。10番の回答が終わっても、指示があるまで次のページを開けないで待っていてください。では、2ページを開けてください。
Now let's begin. 1.
Hi. Do you need any help?
I want to see Professor Green. I think she said her office was on this floor. This is the second floor, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Her office is right behind you.
The nameplate here says Professor Green. Oh, did I say Green? Sorry, I meant Professor Gray.
In that case...You need to go up to the next floor and ask someone. I know her office is somewhere on that floor, but I don't remember exactly where.
Two.
Hi, Nami. Were you okay yesterday? You were really in a hurry.
Oh, thanks for asking, Jin. I was rushing to get to my part-time job.My tutorial went on longer than I expected because I was getting great advice on my essay. I thought I'd be late, but I made it on time.
That's great. I hope I can get some good advice this afternoon from Professor Kito.
I'm sure you will if you have your questions ready. She answered all my questions. Now I know what to do when I start revising my essay.
Three.
How are you getting on with our group presentation, Yuki? I think some of our group members are worried whether you've done any work.
Really? I did get a bit behind, but I've done a lot of research. I just haven't added any content to our shared slides yet. I'm sure I can finish in time, though.
Okay, well, it might be a good idea to send an email to the rest of the group first to give them a quick update.
Yeah, I'll do that right away.I also want to ask if we can take time to rehearse the presentation together.
Four.
Sarah, do you want to play tennis on Friday?
Definitely, Dave. But I haven't played for ages, and I've never played on campus. Do we need to reserve a court?
Yes, but it's really easy. You can do it online or in person at the sports center.What time do you want to play?
I don't have morning classes on Fridays. In the afternoon, I have classes till 4:20, but I'm free after that.
Okay. How about at 5? I'll go to the sports center now and book the court.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for organizing it.
Five.
Professor Smith, may I come in?
Sure. Oh, Mickey, you're exactly the person I was hoping to see. Did you get my email?
Oh, sorry, I haven't checked it. I just came to ask you a question about my homework. I thought I submitted it before the deadline last night, but the Wi-Fi at my dorm was unstable, so I'm not sure if you've received it or not.
Actually, no. That's why I sent you the email. If you upload it now, I will not mark it as late.
Okay, I'll do it now. Thank you for your understanding.
Six.
Hi, Shuhei. Which topic should we choose for our project? Do you have any ideas?
Actually, I do, Madoka. Many classmates are interested in new technologies, so how about researching the metaverse?
What's that?
The metaverse is a virtual space built on the internet. Users can move around, manipulate objects, and communicate by controlling their avatars. My impression was that the global market for the metaverse was small, but actually it's pretty big now. It'll be a great topic.
I couldn't agree more.
Seven.
Oh, Raina. I've just realized my library book is due back tomorrow. I'm leaving for the summer vacation right after class today. I don't have time to go to the library, and I won't be back for 2 weeks.
Don't worry, Kay. You can extend the loan period by going to the library website. I can show you how to do it now.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, here's the library page. Look, you can renew your loan twice. You just have to click here, and it gives you another 7 days each time.
Thanks so much, Raina. I don't actually need to keep the book any longer, but at least this way I won't have to pay a fine.
Eight.
Mummy, could you have a look at my essay? I want you to tell me if it's organized logically.
Sorry, Kenta. I'm really busy at the moment. I've got to go to an economics lecture now, and then I've got soccer practice. After that, I need to work on my economics essay. Why don't you go to the writing support desk? I've always found it's a great place to go when I have any writing-related problems.
I know. I went there last term. They were really helpful. But I haven't made an appointment.
Don't worry about that. Even if you don't have a reservation, you can still go to a walk-in session. As long as a tutor is available, you should be able to get some good advice.
Great, I'll go there now. Hopefully they're not too busy.
Nine.
Excuse me, I'm a first-year student, and I'm thinking about applying for a scholarship. Can you tell me what I should do?
Okay. Did you check the office's website? There's a link that lists scholarships.
Yes, I read it. I'm interested in the Tasuke scholarship.
Let me see. Yes, you can still apply. You need to submit a recommendation letter from your advisor. You also need the president's seal on it. So please make sure you upload the complete set of application documents by the deadline written here.
I see. I'll visit my advisor during her office hours today. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Feel free to come back if you have more questions. Have a great day.
Ten.
Takeshi, I need to print something for my next class. Do you have a printer in your dorm room that I could use?
Sorry, Cleo, I don't have one. But the library has printers that students can use. They are on the first floor, in front of the librarian's office.
Great. Do you know how much it costs to use them?
I can't remember exactly. I think it's 5 yen per page if it's black and white. Color is a bit more expensive. You pay for it using your student ID card. If you're not sure what to do, just ask one of the librarians.
Thank you so much. I'll go there straight away. I was starting to panic.
パート 2 についての説明を聞いてください。パート 2 ではパート 1 より長い会話を 2つ 聞きます。会話を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それぞれの会話について問題冊子に書かれている問いを読み、最も適当と思われる答えを 1つ 選んで回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。15番の回答が終わっても指示があるまで次のページを開けないで待っていてください。では 4 ページを開けてください。
Questions 11 to 12. A student is talking to his English teacher.
Excuse me, Professor Kudo, do you have a minute?
Sure, how can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering how I can participate more in class discussions. I didn't have a chance to practice speaking English that much in my high school, so it's very difficult for me to give my opinion.
I see. Well, at the end of our class, I always tell the students which parts of the text they're going to analyze in the next lesson. Yesterday, we talked about the main points of the first two sections of our second reading, and today we looked at the main points of the third section. This Friday, we'll analyze the final section. If you do your preparation for the next lesson, you should be able to take an active part in the discussions.
You suggested that before, so I always prepare for class, but it's still difficult for me to speak English.
Well, one thing you can do is to jot down what you want to say and practice saying it several times at home. Then you can pick out and note down some keywords and try to say your ideas by just looking at those keywords.
Professor Johnson told us to do that, so I've been trying. Is there anything else I can do? As you know, my classmates are very fluent and talkative. Whenever I work with them, I get nervous.
If that's the case, why not try to speak first when the discussion begins? It sounds difficult, but it should be easier because no one has given an idea yet.
Okay. Sounds challenging, but I'll give it a go. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. I'll remind the class that everyone should speak in discussions. That can help you and other students get a chance to talk.
Questions 13 to 15. Kayo and Hojun are talking about their assignment.
Hi, Hojun. Did you get your class assignment back from Professor Aoki?
You mean the intercultural communication and art writing assignment? Yeah, I got an A. How about you, Kayo?
I guess I misunderstood the assignment. I got an F. I feel terrible. Could you explain what we were supposed to do? I want to make sure I do better next time.
No problem. What feedback did he give you?
In his comments, he wrote, "My work is not a reaction, but a reflection." I described what I didn't do well in the group presentation we did on the text about public art in the US. What was wrong with that? I don't know the difference.
I see. You should have read the instructions on the assignment more carefully because sometimes professors use the word reaction in different ways. In my interpretation, what Professor Aoki meant by reaction was to write about some connections between what we learned in class and our daily life.
Sorry, Hojun, what do you mean by connections?
Well, you can refer to your own experience, which is related to the content of the text. Another way is you mention some recent news or events related to the text content. Does that make sense?
Not really. Can you be more specific? What did you write about?
Okay, this time we read about American public art and did a group presentation on that. As you know, I'm from South Korea, so in my assignment, I described Korean public art and how it promotes communication between local people and visitors. I found many similarities between public art in these two countries, so I wrote about them.
Oh, I see. I could have written about public art in Japan. Last summer, I went on a family trip to Naoshima in Kagawa Prefecture. It's famous for public art. I could have mentioned my experience and explained some differences between public art in the US and Naoshima.
That's right. We'll have three more reaction assignments this term, and each is 5% of our grade. You should focus on the remaining assignments.
Thanks. I still want to talk to Professor Aoki about whether I can resubmit this assignment, because losing 5% of the grade can be serious.
Well, he probably won't accept that. He's a strict teacher.
True, but I want to try. Anyway, thank you, Ho-jung.
問題冊子はそのままにして、パート3についての説明を聞いてください。パート3では2つの講義を聞きます。講義を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それぞれの講義終了後に90秒の回答時間が与えられます。講義について問題冊子に書かれている5つの問いを読み、最も適当と思われる答えを1つ選んで回答カードの相当欄をマークしてください。では6ページを開けて1つ目の講義を聞いてください。
Questions 16 to 20. Listen to the lecture about headwear.
In this lecture, I'll discuss different reasons for wearing headwear. Headwear is a universal accessory with many different types, such as straw hats and baseball caps, but also includes crowns and religious head coverings. Of course, many people use headwear for practical reasons. For example, they might wear a hat with a brim to protect themselves from the sun's rays in summer, or a wool hat to keep their heads warm in winter. But today, we'll look at three other reasons for using headwear: religion, social status, and fashion. The first reason I want to talk about is religion. People often wear unique headwear for religious purposes, such as showing their faith or participating in rituals. For instance, kufis, that's spelled K-U-F-I-S, are brimless caps mainly worn by Muslim men for prayer. On the other hand, many Muslim women wear a head covering called a hijab, that's H-I-J-A-B, to show modesty, which is an integral part of worship in Islam. Another example is the black hats worn by Orthodox Jewish men to show respect to God. Sometimes, people wear headwear that has both practical and religious functions. One example is turbans worn by those who follow Sikhism, S-I-K-H-I-S-M. Sikhism. Sikhs wear turbans for several important reasons. One is that the turban helps keep their hair clean, as they traditionally do not cut it. Another is that it protects the top of the head, which holds spiritual significance for Sikhs. Next, I'll look at how social status has affected the types of headwear people wear. In the ancient world, only people in certain classes had the privilege of wearing particular headwear. The most prominent example that could exhibit the status and authority of wearers was a crown. The first recorded people who wore crowns were pharaohs in Egypt. They wore a so-called double crown, which combined the white crown of Upper Egypt and the red crown of Lower Egypt, symbolizing their authority to govern both regions. Since then, crowns have represented the supreme power of emperors, kings, and queens. Even now, in the UK, as in many other countries around the world, a coronation ceremony is held to crown a new king or queen. During the ceremony, the crown is placed on the head of the new king or queen for the first time in order to show their authority. Another example of the connection between social status and headwear is the Japanese kanmuri, which was made of silk. In 7th century Japan, there was a system that distinguished the rank of a government official by the color of their headwear. The highest rank officials wore purple kanmuri. In contrast, the lowest rank officials wore black kanmuri. Finally, what kinds of headwear people choose is not always strictly determined by either religion or social status. As you can easily imagine, fashion is also a key factor because headwear can show how stylish people are, and trends in fashion often move between social classes. For example, in the 18th century in Europe, the tricorne, a hat with three corners, was fashionable first among the noble class, but later worn by the lower classes. Similarly, again in Europe, headwear worn by the working class has also become trendy among other social classes. In the 16th century, flat caps began to be used among the working class to keep their heads warm. Later in the 19th century, they became popular for sports and hunting among the middle and even upper classes. And by the 1920s, in the UK, they were worn by young, fashion-conscious men of all classes. As well as trends spreading across social classes, trends also spread across countries. For example, in Japan, European hats were imported in the Meiji period and became favored since European customs were perceived as a symbol of modernization. As you can see, religion, social status, and fashion affect what types of headwear people wear. And what is particularly interesting to me is that similarities in headwear can be found regardless of geographical location. It's exciting to think about what types of headwear people will be using around the world 100 years from now.
では、16番から20番までの問いに答えてください。回答時間は90秒です。では、8ページに進んで2つ目の講義を聞いてください。
Questions 21 to 25. Listen to the lecture about the problem of the default male.
Today I want to consider the issue of the default male. I'll begin with a definition before looking at how it impacts women's lives, in particular women's healthcare. So what does the term the default male mean? It is the idea that the male body is perceived as normal or standard.As a result, the female body is seen as a variation of the norm. It is non-typical. This way of thinking can lead to a number of problems for women. The use of the male body as the standard can be seen in our everyday lives. For instance, most smartphones are designed so that the average male can easily use them with one hand, which means they can be too large for the average female hand. While the size of smartphones is an example of everyday inconvenience and frustration many women face,There are also more dangerous outcomes caused by the use of the default male. Take the case of car safety tests. These tests tend to use dummies modelled on the male body. This use of the default male does have grave consequences. Women are more likely to be seriously injured or die in a car crash because the safety features, such as seatbelts and airbags, are designed for the average male body. Okay, now let's move on to look at the use of the male default in medical training.This clearly has potential for serious consequences. Historically, there was an assumption that there were no significant differences, beyond those of size and reproductive function, between male and female bodies. But nowadays, there is recognition that there are important physiological differences. In fact, research tells us there are fundamental sex differences in the human body. These include differences in lung capacity and the working of the heart. There are also hormonal and genetic differences as a result of females having two X chromosomes and males having one X and one Y chromosome. However, despite these differences, the education that doctors receive still focuses on the male body. For example, Martha Gulati, a lecturer at medical schools in the US, notes that male biology is still taught as the default. On the other hand, female biology is presented as a so-called special interest subject. In other words, an optional class just for those students who want to learn about this field. Also, an analysis of textbooks used in medical schools in Europe, Canada, and the US found that there were three times as many images representing male bodies as there were those representing female bodies. This unequal approach to teaching increases the chances of women's health issues being incorrectly diagnosed. Next, I want to talk about medical research, an area where, despite some recent improvements, the male as standard continues to dominate. This can be seen in the way that researchers tend to use just male, rather than both male and female mice in their studies, because it is more expensive to house both male and female mice. Also, there are concerns that the changes in hormone levels of female mice might result in confusing test results. This obviously means that females are underrepresented in the data collected. Similarly, drug trials involving humans are far more likely to be conducted on males than females. For example, trials of treatments for heart disease tend to be conducted on males. Research shows only 25% of participants in key trials for heart disease treatments conducted between 1987 and 2012 were female. Does this approach to medical research matter? The simple answer is yes. The lack of data regarding the effects of a particular treatment on females can have serious consequences. For instance, research shows that females experience harmful side effects of some medications at twice the rate of males. So, without having enough female participants, medications may be developed which can be less effective or even harmful for approximately half of the population. Okay, I hope that it is now clear that the use of the default male does not simply result in inconvenience, but that it has serious implications for female health. In next week's class, we will look at some proposals for how to solve the issues raised today.
では、21番から25番までの問いに答えてください。回答時間は90秒です。鉛筆を置いてください。これでリスニングは終わりです。引き続きリーディングに進みます。